Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. From this weekend's Poughkeepsie Journal, in the wake of a data breach that has potentially exposed the personal identification and medical information of more than 28,000 HealthQuest customers, a Poughkeepsie woman claims she and other patients are entitled to financial damages. Leah Wallace on Tuesday filed a class action lawsuit in federal court against HealthQuest and Nuvance Health. The lawsuit was triggered by a July 2018 phishing incident that resulted in multiple HealthQuest employees sharing their email account usernames and passwords. Filed in U.S. District Court, the lawsuit assailed defendants, quote, for their failure to exercise reasonable care in securing and safeguarding their patients' sensitive personal data, including names, dates of birth, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and financial account information. Now, according to the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, a hacking IT incident at HealthQuest involving email and over 28,000 people is currently under investigation. From the Republican American, the governor and the leader of the state Senate are calling for new measures to entice towns to build more affordable housing. Governor Lamont, a Democrat, said he's poised on state spending and transportation upgrades in affluent communities, such as new or renovated train stops, for local approval of more affordable housing projects. Quoting, if you want some funding for that transportation hub, I want affordable housing to be a big part of that, end quote, according to the governor. From the BerkshireEdge.com, it looks like a court date is now going to be held between the Stockbridge Bowl Association after the town's Board of Health unanimously approved new regulations on Wednesday of last week aimed at blocking a herbicide test treatment approved by Berkshire Superior Court to combat invasive weeds choking parts of the state-owned lake. The action followed Superior Court Judge John Agostini's ruling 7 weeks ago in favor of the association representing lake area property owners and other stakeholders, ordering that the proposed herbicide treatment be allowed, though only with approval of the State Department of Environmental Protection. The association had sued over the Stockbridge Conservation Commission's decision last year blocking any chemical test treatment on a 40-acre-plus section of that lake. A hearing has been scheduled in Boston on the so-called Home Rule petition. Horse racing passed by Great Barrington residents at a special town meeting last month. The hearing before the Joint Committee on Consumer Protection and Professional Licensure will be held this afternoon in the Gardner Auditorium at the State House on Beacon Hill. Coming up today in Cornwall at 7 o'clock, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at the library. Salisbury Board of Education meets tonight at the elementary library at 5:30. In Sharon, there is a meeting tonight at the Historic District Commission at 6 p.m. Alex Morse, mayor of Holyoke, who's running against Richie Neal for the Democratic nomination for Congress, will speak at a town hall meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. The Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission has a regular meeting that is set for tonight at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. Also tonight, in Falls Village, the Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission set to meet at 7 p.m. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for tomorrow at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Tri-Town Coalition in Amenia hosting its first educational forum on short-term rentals presented by the Dutchess County Planning Department tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Amenia Town Hall Auditorium. It's free, but RSVPs are requested by email jbordreau@hudsonriverhousing.org. The Amenia Town Hall is located on Route 22. Also coming up tomorrow in Cornwall, the Economic Development Committee meeting at the Union at 7:30. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at 1 o'clock in the Central Office Conference Room. Also on Wednesday, a free workshop entitled Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself will take place from 5:30 till 7:30 at the CHP offices, main conference room, Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Pre-registration is a must at 413-528-0457. On Wednesday in Dover, New York, the town board has a regular meeting at Town Hall at 6:30. The Berkshire's Jewish Federation presents a pair of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 lectures are free. More information at 413-442-2200. The Roloff Jansen Community Library is sponsoring two events, a new painting party club meeting on Thursday, 5 till 7. The medium will be canvas. And harpsichordist Andrew Appel will perform on Saturday, the 1st at 5 p.m. Both those events are free and open to the public. The town of Great Barrington is updating its open space and recreation plan as part of the process. They invite town residents to complete a brief survey. A community meeting is planned to share results on Thursday at 5:30 to 7:30 at the Berkshire South Community Center on Crissy Road. Dutchess County Animal Response Team under the Medical Reserve Corps of Dutchess County will participate in an exercise about horse rescue on Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30 at Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue. The event is only open to members of MRC and is free. The Town of Sheffield Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting set for Thursday, 7 o'clock in the second floor meeting room of Town Hall. A special town meeting in Sharon has been scheduled for the 31st at 6:30 to seek approval for $14,953 of appropriation to repair the town's tennis courts and to name a town representative to the Region 1 Board of Education after the resignation of Bob Whalen. That meeting, of course, is coming up on Friday evening. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield invites you for an evening of music and conversation. Ben Cosgrove, Friday at 7:30, is presented in part by the Berkshire Environmental Action Team. More details at 413-229-2357. There will be a Groundhog Day barn dance at the Town Hall in Cornwall on Saturday, 6:45 to 9:30. Betsy's Band will provide live traditional New England country music. Teaching caller Don Heinold will explain how the dance flows, beginning the evening at 6:45. Wear casual clothes and soft-soled shoes. Suggested donation $5 to $8 per child and $10 to $15 for adults. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, February 4th from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock presents the Joint Chiefs at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. A breakfast being held at the Militant American Legion Post 178 on Sunday the 2nd from 7 to 11. The meal can be served eat-in or take-out, $8 per adult, $6 for children and seniors. The breakfast takes place on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. The post is located on Route 44. A Sunday benefit brunch at Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken to benefit the chore service will be held Sunday, February 2nd, 11 until 1. Waffles, made-to-order omelets, sliced ham, bacon, sausage, pastries, muffins, yogurt, granola, fruit, juice, coffee, and tea. Adults, $20. Children, 10 and under, $10. For reservations, 1-800-222-2909. Roloff Jansen Community Library hosting a matinee screening of Freedom Riders on Sunday, the 2nd at 2 p.m. as a celebration of Black History Month at the library. The screening will be free of Stanley Nelson's Freedom Riders. On Sunday, Berkshire International Film Festival presents a 3 p.m. screening of The Pollinators on February 2nd at Bard College at Simon's Rock Daniel Arts Center on Alfred Road in Great Barrington. Tickets are available at the door, $10 per person. Berkshire International Film Festival Real Friends, Simon's Rock students and faculty are admitted free. More details at biffma.org. In Copaic Falls on the 2nd, a Winds in the Wilderness concert will take place at 3 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344. More information at 518-329-1577 or on Facebook, Wind in the Wilderness Concerts. Crescendo presents Thanksgivings for Life and Love, February 2nd at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on Main Street in Lakeville. Tickets are available, $35 general, $60 premium, $10 for students. More information and tickets at worldclassmusic.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up the week at 28,989.73, the NASDAQ at 93,14.91, and the S&P 500 at 3,295.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.